Раздел 1. Аудирование. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I had a great time in Britain, and the family I stayed with were very kind. I was studying in a small city, but the family lived just outside. They were farmers, so instead of being in a typical English semi-detached three-bedroom house like all its neighbors, I was surrounded by fields and animals. I had to get myself some waterproof boots and stuff to go out and help with the cows. A totally new experience for a city girl like me.
Speaker B.
The people where I stayed must have been quite well off. The old house where they lived was enormous. There was an old lodger living there as well. He must have been almost as old as the house, and all he seemed to do was eat and sleep, in the biggest bedroom, of course. We didn't really get on, though I really liked the family themselves. Oh, and they had these great dogs. They kept bouncing around and wanting to play.
Speaker C.
I didn't really like the house I was in. The people were okay, and the food was just about edible. But the house itself was freezing. My room was enormous and impossible to heat, so I used to go to bed wearing all the jerseys I brought with me. Nobody else seemed to have a problem. So either they were used to it, or I just couldn't cope with the contrast to my own country.
Speaker D.
I wasn't sure what to expect when I arrived in Britain, except that I knew that British people were very cold and the food was awful. Well, in fact, the family I stayed with could not have been more friendly, and I never felt like a stranger in their house. And I think I enjoyed nearly every meal I had as well. In fact, cooking has always been an interest of mine, and I came home with lots of new recipes. So it just shows how wrong you can be.
Speaker E.
Well, my landlady was a professional cook, so I expected the food to be good. And it was, but unfortunately, I never really enjoyed it because her two cats were always in the dining room while we were eating. Now, I love animals. I breed rabbits in my spare time, but not on the table in the middle of dinner, if you see what I mean. Apart from that, though, the other occupants of the house were charming.
Speaker F.
After spending a week in Britain, I quickly learned that cultural differences were only a fraction of what made homestays challenging. How well you adapt to the family you stay with is the result of various factors. The constant in this equation is your ability to accept and overcome cultural differences, norms that are apparent throughout the society as a whole. The second, more important element is your ability to adapt and relate to the individual family.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
I had a great time in Britain, and the family I stayed with were very kind. I was studying in a small city, but the family lived just outside. They were farmers, so instead of being in a typical English semi-detached three-bedroom house like all its neighbors, I was surrounded by fields and animals. I had to get myself some waterproof boots and stuff to go out and help with the cows. A totally new experience for a city girl like me.
Speaker B.
The people where I stayed must have been quite well off. The old house where they lived was enormous. There was an old lodger living there as well. He must have been almost as old as the house, and all he seemed to do was eat and sleep, in the biggest bedroom, of course. We didn't really get on, though I really liked the family themselves. Oh, and they had these great dogs. They kept bouncing around and wanting to play.
Speaker C.
I didn't really like the house I was in. The people were okay, and the food was just about edible. But the house itself was freezing. My room was enormous and impossible to heat, so I used to go to bed wearing all the jerseys I brought with me. Nobody else seemed to have a problem. So either they were used to it, or I just couldn't cope with the contrast to my own country.
Speaker D.
I wasn't sure what to expect when I arrived in Britain, except that I knew that British people were very cold and the food was awful. Well, in fact, the family I stayed with could not have been more friendly, and I never felt like a stranger in their house. And I think I enjoyed nearly every meal I had as well. In fact, cooking has always been an interest of mine, and I came home with lots of new recipes. So it just shows how wrong you can be.
Speaker E.
Well, my landlady was a professional cook, so I expected the food to be good. And it was, but unfortunately, I never really enjoyed it because her two cats were always in the dining room while we were eating. Now, I love animals. I breed rabbits in my spare time, but not on the table in the middle of dinner, if you see what I mean. Apart from that, though, the other occupants of the house were charming.
Speaker F.
After spending a week in Britain, I quickly learned that cultural differences were only a fraction of what made homestays challenging. How well you adapt to the family you stay with is the result of various factors. The constant in this equation is your ability to accept and overcome cultural differences, norms that are apparent throughout the society as a whole. The second, more important element is your ability to adapt and relate to the individual family.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.